again, after Achrei Mois, adds to the Isurim, the illicit relations, the Arayos, the Gemara tells us that the Psukim are added to tell us the Oynish by all of the different prohibited relationships. And as the Torah is listing all of the different Isuri Arayis, there's a very, very strange pasuk. But before I introduce the pasuk to you, I want to ask you a question. We all know that we're awaiting the special Yontif of Shavuos, Kabbalah Satayra. We're not going to be together for Shavuos. And there's a question that one has to ask themselves is, why do we lay in Rus on Shavuos? Something that many of the Mefarshim deal with. And the Medrash already poses this question. What is it about Rus that we lain specifically the Megillah of Rus? It's a beautiful story. But why does it specifically connect to the Yontif of Shavuos? The Medrash tells us in Rus, Rus Rabbah, so the Medrash says, Sefer Zeh, Ein Bo Isser Veheter, Ve'ein Bo Tumah V'Tahara. El Sefer Shel Chesed. When the Medrash introduces the description of what Rus is all about and what we are to extract from Rus, it's a story of Chesed, of kindness, of graciousness. Yet the question is, how does that answer why it's specifically connected to Shavuos? So let Rus be read in Aseres Yemei Teshuva, when we want to enhance and increase our chesed. And we want to tip the scales in our Beinon L'Chaveiro. And just like we're Meratze our Chaveirim during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so too we should be involved in chesed. Like the Rambam tells us, we should look for opportunities during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Why is that specifically linked to Kabbalah Satayr? Now again, Rabbi Yisrael, I got it. Chesed is something that's beautiful all the time. It's something that's necessary all the time. But it makes one wonder, specifically the Yontif of Shavuos, the link, why is that? You know, the story of Rus, the way the Ramban in Bereishis explains the story of Rus, of Boaz connecting with Rus, has halachic significance. Does anyone know what the Ramban portrays the story of Rus to be? A specific mitzvah. Does anyone know what that mitzvah is? The mitzvah of Yibum. Okay, it's not exactly the classic paradigm of Yibum. It's not brothers. It's not, but it followed this model of a Yibum model. Now, by Yibum, it's a fascinating mitzvah. The mitzvah of Yibum is a tremendous mitzvah. You have, unfortunately, an individual that wasn't able to perpetuate and have children and keep his namesake along for generations. And you have a brother or a family member, it's limited to a brother, but the Ramban is expanding this in his development. But a brother that steps in and does so on his behalf in a situation where he can't be repaid, right? Like we always associate with a chevra kadisha, chesed shel emes, that this is there's no repayment over here. There's no way, the person is gone, and I make sure that this should continue. That this person's name should continue for generations, and even though he's not along, he still has the ability to proliferate and to continue his name for the future. It's a beautiful ches. Yet, it's fascinating. The Gemara tells us, Abishol says, in the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Lamed Ches, Gemara says, you have the wrong kavana. You have the wrong intention when you're involved in this unbelievable chesed shel emes. What does it, Rabbi, say? What does Abishol say? Karav Avlad Lios Mamzer. Yeah. You just violated the Isuri Arayas. It's fascinating. The flip of a coin. You have something that on the one hand is a chesed shel emes, yet in the wrong context, with the wrong intention, with not having the right focus, it becomes the most severe transgression, and the child will now be a mamzer. What is that? Min hakotze lakotze. From extreme to extreme. From the greatest tzaddik to the greatest aveira. From the greatest mitzvah to the greatest transgression. What is this all about? And why is that found in the story that we're laning during Kabbalah Satoira on the Yontiv of Shavuos, that the Medrash says it's not about the Yisr V'Ether, it's not about the Tumah V'Tahara, it's about the what? The Sefer of Chesed. That's what we need to read on this Yontiv of Shavuos. Why? Why is Chesed relevant now? And if it's chesed, let it be chesed. Why does chesed have to, with the wrong intention, suddenly become the most grave and severe transgression? Make things clean and neat. Separate the two. Why do they have to be so karov zel zeh? It's a peller, Rabbi, so when you think about these things, yibum, what's going on over here? Marv Rabbi Sai, I think the answer to this question is understanding what truly chesed is. Chesed is not always a great thing. And the proof, Rabbi Isai, is Parshas Kedoshim. Listen to the following pasuk that's found in the list of arayas in Parshas Kedoshim. An unbelievable pasuk. After listing many of the arayas, Perek Chof pasuk Yud Zayin, V'ish Asher Yikach Es Achoso, a man who will marry his sister Bas Oviv or Bas Imo, whether it's from your father or for your mother, V'ra Es Arvaso, V'hisir Es Arvaso, and they are totally, you know, open with each other and that relating to each other. Says the Torah, Rabbi Isai, Chesed hu. V'nechresu le'enei b'nei amim ervas achoso gila abano yisa. Chesed hu. It's a chesed. Now if we think as chesed is just being righteous, being kind, giving, so what in the world does that have to do with the arayas of one sister? Everyone should ask this question when reading this parsha. This phrase seems totally out of place and should not be found in the list of arayas. So Rashi already a little bit picks up on this, but doesn't really give us a full explanation. Rashi said that the Ribbono Shel Olam went against the regular rules. Quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Olam Chesed Yibona, that ultimately the world was created and people came into existence through the bond and the connection between a man and his sister with Kayin, Olam Chesed Yibona, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gracious to allow to suspend the rules. And that's what the Torah is referring to, says Rashi. I'll read you the Rashi. Chesed hu lashon arami cherpa chesudu medrashu im toimer Kayin nosa achoso. If the person asks, what do you mean? Kayin married his sister. Chesed osa amokum libnos olam menesh nemer oilam chesed yibona. The Torah says, oilam chesed yibona. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the oilam and allowed the population to exist from an act of chesed. But if that's what the Torah is referring to, just historically, that there was a chesed then, that the Ribbono Shel Olam suspended and allowed the world to be created, so then why is that relevant to us and future generations depicting the world of Arayis as a chesed? Rabbi said, the Gemara in Saita and Daf Yudalit says, the Torah tells us, Tchilaso chesed, as we see, Tchilaso chesed, v'soifo chesed. The beginning of the Torah and the end of the Torah is all one theme, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all chesed. That's the Gemara in Saita. The end of the Torah with Moshe Rabbeinu's death and the way it was dealt with, the Gemara in Saita says that was also chesed. The beginning of the Torah is full of chesed. The Gemara says specifically there, the kosnos or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Adam HaRishon. But the Gemara depicts the entire Torah, the Gemara in Sayyidina Yudalit, as a book of chesed. T'chayra t'chilaso chesed b'soifei chesed. What does all this mean, Rabbi say? How do we make any sense of this? What is chesed? Chesed is opening up, is opening the doors, is being kind, being gracious, connecting, giving. Rabbi said, we're in Sfir Saima right now. We're in the week of what? Does anyone know what the week we're in right now? The week of Tiferes. Tiferes, the Bali Machshava tells us, is the creation of this new complete entity, this new glory that is a fusion of the 2 weeks that stood prior to it, Rabbi say. Chesed, which was the first week of Sfira, with Gvura. And Rabbi say this existed with Avraham and Yitzchak as well. Avraham represented Chesed. But after Avraham came Yitzchak, which was what? Akedas Yitzchak, which was Gvura. That fusion, and the Meshech Chochma says that that's why Yitzchak needed to marry Rivka to create Yaakov Avinu, who was the Midah of Tiferes, to have the fusion of Gvura and Chesed into the next generation to be Ishtam, to be a complete entity of that Tiferes. It's fascinating, Rabbi Yisai. I once heard this from a Rabbi Waxman. He once said, a fascinating ha'ara. The brachos that we discuss Gvura, right, are tremendous acts of chesed. Mechayim Esim, it's in the brachos of Gvura. Atagibor, we usually associate Gvura as restraint, as overcoming, as not being a chesed, but the answer is, it's not true. The true chesed is not a chesed of just on and on and on and open and open and open, and we flood the gates, and we're totally open to anything, and it's a Lamot Lahavdil, it's an act of hefkeris. Everyone come, everyone go, everyone give, everyone take. No, the true chesed is a chesed that has gvulim. A chesed that is targeted. A chesed that is focused. A chesed that is mitzumtzum, that is restricted. A chesed that has a goal. A chesed that has a purpose. A chesed that has a target. That is what true emestik a chesed is. And that is what happened through the Avos HaKadoshim. That is what we just went through the Sfiras HaOmer. And that is a reality that now we need to recognize that if we don't add gvura and gvulim and restraint and tzimtzum to an approach of chesed, then it's actually going to lead to potentially the worst things possible. It could lead to a world of arayas. Everybody say, listen carefully. If a person says, I need to give, I need to be open, I need to care, I need to be sensitive, how can I exclude? How can I restrict? How can I not take care of this person? So, Lamushal, you have a girl, Nebuch. She needs companionship. She needs someone to relate to. She's suffering. And I don't have any restrictions. I don't have any act of gvura. I don't have what Chazal say, Ezehu gibor akoivesh es yitzro. I don't have barriers on my chesed. Guess what will happen, Rabbi Yisai? Everything will be an option. Tainted in the world of chesed, I will end up marrying my sister. That is what the Torah says cannot exist. If chesed in your eyes is just open, 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 option, 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 no limitations, then that chesed is the treifus chesed, is a yarag val yavur dika chesed. You are misunderstanding what chesed is. Chesed has to be linked to a Torah shel chesed. The Torah guides you how to be a chesed. It's not that we have two options. You have your chesed, and then you have the Dinei HaTorah. The Dinei HaTorah are the prism, are the tunnel, are the way to channel those acts of chesed. The way you're supposed to be a Baal Chesed. But if you don't do it within the gvulim of the Torah, says the Rabbeinu Shlomo, that is arayis. That will lead to arayis. That's treifa chesed. That's what I needed to develop within the Jewish nation. Avram Avinu was a Baal Chesed, and it was an overwhelming chesed. But ultimately, Rabbi Yisai, look what happened. Avram Avinu was not mitoso shlema. Avram Avinu had a son that grew up in a house with a chesed, but without that aspect of gvura, what ends up, Rabbi Yisai? A Yishmol. That Yishmol could not what? Could not accept the Torah. Why? Because what was said in the Torah, Rabbi Yisai? What was said in the Torah? That Yishmol said, I can't accept it. What? Arayis. Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis. Unbridled chesed. A chesed that knows no limits. That's something that he couldn't handle. Lot, who also grew up in Avram Avinu's bayis shel chesed, said that I'm please come into my house, and I'm willing to what? To give you my daughters, whatever my son, whatever you want, anything. Chesed with no boundaries, chesed with no limitations, chesed that what the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim is telling you is a treifa chesed. It's a chesed without a gvur. And a gvur without chesed? A Yitzchak without the combination of Rivka? Rabbi Yisai, a gvur that's not limited, Rabbi Yisai, could also lead to Nebuch horrible things. Could lead to what? Not a gvur of Chakavish Yitzra. Not a gvur of limitation.
But a gvura of what? Of a reitzeach. Of Esav. Of leisirtzach.
Rabbi say these are two dimensions to midas that need to fuse together and need to be... But we need to realize that we grow up and we understand chesed as just don't focus, don't limit everything. It's not true. Because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted the word chesed found in Parshas Arayis to deal with what? To deal with a generation that might struggle with such a concept. Rabbi Yisai, you know I don't like getting political, and I'm not speaking political. But there's a vart from the Kotzker Rebbe. But I'd like to be meisif to this vart of the Kotzker Rebbe. The Kotzker Rebbe says that the Gemara in Brachas says that out of all the Avos, the Rebbeinu Shalom says to Avram Avinu what? Bechach Oismen. Which means that the first Bracha we end Magen Avram, we were Choyse Magen Avram. But the Kotzker Rebbe said what? Bechach Oismen also talks about the Zman that we're living right now. In the Zman HaChasima, when the sealing period right before Mashiach comes, that the Nisayon will be a what? A test of Chesed. So the Vart ends that the Kotzker Rebbe was being mechazik the door that they have to involve themselves in as much Chesed as possible. And I'm not taking away from the Vart of the Kotzker Rebbe, and that we need to try to enhance our Chesed and improve in the world of Chesed, because that Emirat Hashem will be mezaka us to bring the Mashiach, like the Kotzker Rebbe said. But I do believe that just like Letzad HaToiv, the Chesed is the Nisayon, is the mechanism that will bring Mashiach in the Aseh Toiv, that it makes a lot of sense that we live in a world today that this other aspect of Chesed is ever present. That the Nisayon of the door Litzad Hara is the Treifa Chesed. Is a Chesed of what? Is a Chesed of Arayis. And not only Arayis. Is a Chesed of everything's an option. All is on the table. How could we say no? How could we have any restrictions? Then you're not a Baal Chesed. If you have any gvulim, if you restrict, then you're not a Baal Chesed. If you say no, if you say usser, if you say it's against the Torah, that's not sensitive. You have to be tolerant. You have to be accepting. And therefore that means all is an option. The test of chesed will be a dual test. Can you link and anchor the chesed to a chesed with gvura? Is your chesed a chesed channeled through the Torah? And what the Torah says is okay, and it fused together with an act of gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yitzro. A focused chesed. A targeted chesed. A chesed because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants me to be a Baal Chesed. Not a chesed of everything's an option, or everything's available, and everything's on the table. That leads to an arayis of chesed. That leads to a culture of an arayis shel chesed. That's what yibum is, Rabbi say. Yibum is an act of chesed, but if it's deviating away from what? Being governed by the Torah, bordered off with the Torah, having the gvulim of the Torah, having the hagdaras of the Torah, so then it could what? In the split second, could turn into what? Arise. The same action could be a chesed shel emes, but could also be an act of arise, everybody say. The question you have to ask yourself is this chesed a Torah dika chesed? I think in Jewish history, this is what happened in the creation of the world before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. Chazal tell us when we say Shabbos morning, Hoidu la Hashem ki toiv ki li'olam chasdo, right? There are 26 times we say ki li'olam chasdo. Chazal tell us that that refers to what? To the 26 generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustained the world in a chesed elokim. But Rav Huttner writes in Pachad Yitzchak an incredible vart. He said, until Yetzias Mitzrayim, which ultimately started the process of Nesinas HaTorah, which was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hemi Yamdu Al Ahar Hazeh, they are going to be Mekabel the Torah on this har, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabbeinu Shalom introduced a new presentation to the world, which is the name Shakai. Sha'amr li'alamo dai. He said to the world, enough, tzimtzum, you have to restrict. There has to be a targeted chesed. That's when Am Yisrael became a specific and got their new level of existence and their connection with the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Rabbeinu Shalom changed the way the world existed. Rav Huttner explains a beautiful idea that it's kind of like a guy who's driving down the street. I gave a mashal when I think years ago I did this, I learned this Pachad Yitzchak with the Yoilam. So I gave a mashal, you have this guy who's driving down the street and he just takes money and he starts throwing it on the street. So everyone starts running and starts picking up the $100 bills that he's throwing out. But it wasn't targeted. It wasn't specifically for anyone who needed. It wasn't with any focus, with any restrictions, with any gvulin, with any boundaries. So ultimately what happened, everyone, it was just a free-for-all. Everyone took. Whether you needed, whether you didn't need. And then the Rabbeinu Shalom started to restrict the way his hashpah existed in the world. That there was a connection. There was a give and take. There was a person who davened. There was a person who related. There was a person who asked. There was a tzimtzum in the hashpah, but which ultimately creates a stronger connection. Because it's not just a free-for-all that I have nothing to do with you. That, oh, I just support and you don't even know who to relate to or who to ask. Ultimately, Rabbi Yisrael, if you think about it, Rav Huttner writes, the second relationship is a much deeper relationship. And it, in some ways, it's even more giving, even though it's based on a restriction, because it's actually focused, targeted, limited, and it's not just a free-for-all, a hefker, that I don't even know who you are, I don't even address you, I don't even deal with you, and I just drop it off and you pick it up. That's what existed prior to Matan Torah and all those 26 generations, in the Kili Olam Chasdo generations, chesed, 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 and then the chesed changed. There was a change in chesed, but how did the chesed change? Through an Nesinas HaTorah. Through a model that now could channel the chesed. That now could restrict the chesed through the olam of dai, sha'amr lo'olam of dai. That is exactly what I think the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is telling us in this week's parasha. Now we have a reality of you need to go from the beginning, dairis, and now link it to an Nesinas HaTorah. To what the Gemara in Saita told us, a Torah shel chesed. A chesed that's not just everything's an option. Because then what? Then that's going to lead to arayas. And that's going to be an open door policy. And there's no limitations. We believe in limitations. We believe in gvura, and sometimes the biggest bal chesed has to say, sorry. If it's not anchored in the Torah, if it's not in the Torah, then it's no. And it's not because I'm not a good person. but it's because what motivates me in this world is first and foremost the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he defines what's a chesed and what's not. Because otherwise I will somehow end up in areas, maybe not technically arayis, but I will be on that path of what the Torah is telling me. We can't limit it to what the Torah gave an example to, Rabbi Yisrael. But we will find ourselves in a similar realm. That because of my sensitivity, because of how can you not be sensitive? How can you not be tolerant? How can you not be accepting? So ultimately, I will take the rules of the Torah and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me the world should be like right now. And I will say based on my what? Open doors, my acceptingness, that should now define my Mahalach HaChayim. So even if it's not technically Arayas, Rabbi Yisrael, Arayas is just the what? It's just the example of what it's going to lead to. A similar Mahalach. That's not an option. That's going to lead to a Yishma. That's going to lead to an unlimited Chesed, Rabbi Yisrael. Our Chesed needs to be targeted. Our Chesed needs to be focused. Our chesed sometimes need to be mitzumtzum. Think about it, Rabbi Yisrael. Think about it in regular, even just bali tztakus. If we just say, anyone who comes, so who's going to come? Everyone's going to come. So now what's ultimately happening? You're not doing chesed. Because the actual people who need it, who are actually checked into, that they really are suffering, the aniya yircha, are now not going to be able to come and get. If chesed is not done with a cheshbin, if chesed is not done with a what? With a gvura, with a limitation, with understanding that there are certain limitations and it's just totally a hefkervelt, then ultimately it's not going to be chesed. That's what Yibam is all about. That's what Rus is all about. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom understanding what the Nisayon of our door will face. What will be out there, Rabbi Yisai, in terms of options and in terms of presentation, and recognizing, Rabbi Yisai, read the story of Rus. I want you to read on this Yontif of Kabbalah Satayra what the Rabbeinu Shalom's approach to a story of chesed is. Read the story that the Ramban depicts as a what? As a story of mitzvah sim. Read the story of chesed. Of chesed. Of true chesed. Of a chesed in a shvuas dika world, of a Kabbalah Sadara dika world where chesed was transformed. Where we went and we had a bridge from the 26 original generations of Kili Olam Chasto, of a Hefkervelt, to now what? To a new era. To an era of a new Chesed. You look in Parshas Emor, Rabbi Yisai, when Peah is introduced, which all the Mefarshim asked, Leket Shichru Peah, is in the middle of Parshas Amoadim. In the middle of Parshas Amoadim, and all the Mefarshim asked, why? The Rishonim asked, why is this here? It seems so out of place. And what? No one points out that what? Specifically it said after which Yontif? After the Yontif of Shavuos. Because that's when Chesed is channeled differently. That's when our approach to Chesed is different. Rabbi Yisai, this Yisoid has many different ways that it can impact our lives, Rabbi Yisai. Not only on the extreme level, hopefully, that never, no one will be faced with to even touch and be near the world of Arayis. But Rabbi says sometimes there are other Nisyanis. And sometimes we're challenged with this claim that because we're following the Torah, we're not really being Balei Chesed. We're not compassionate. We're not sensitive. But that's what Chazal are telling you. It's not true. Chesed has to be with a certain tzura. Chesed has to be with a certain channel. Chesed has to be fused with an idea of gvura.
Avraham and Yitzchak are necessary. Tchias HaMesim, the Gvura, the Ata Gibor, is in the Midah of Yitzchak. Everyone thinks of Yitzchak as what? As a brisker, as someone who has no chasadim at all. It's not true. He just was mitzamtzim. Chesed changed from the 26 generations, and ultimately our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we became and grew on a higher level because there was a transformation of the world of Chesed. That doesn't necessarily mean you can't care. You can't feel for situations which are against the Torah. But ultimately, our limitations have to be with Gvura. Our chesed has to be fused with Gvura. And this is very important wherever we are, Rabbi Yisrael. We are going to be faced with challenges of, I want to be a Baal chesed. But what is the true chesed? How do I define chesed? And no one should think at all that I am suggesting right now not to be involved with chesed and taking care and being compassionate. Chalila, what the Kotzker Rebbe said is emes. We need chizuk in the midah of chesed. But that does not necessarily mean that the world becomes a hefkerfeld. That defines the rules. That now that means that everything is an option. How do you define chesed is something that changed pre-Matan Torah and post-Matan Torah. Mirtz Hashem Rabbeisai, we will take this message of Rus, of Parshas Kedoshim that is glaring, of not just telling us something historically, that the world started of Oilam Chesed Yibana, which in that world, Rabbi Yisai, in the first 26 generations of the world, made sense. But ultimately, once we come to a Parshas Kedoshim, we understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. After we finish the weeks of Gvura and Chesed, we will now approach the world of Chesed, and we'll focus on our Chesed, Rabbi Yisai. This also affects the positive sense, Rabbi Yisai. When a person does a Chesed, and a person doesn't think, what is this person truly asking me? What is really going on in his life? And he just stoops the money in his hand. And he just shoves him out the door. A person comes in and asks for money, and you find out a little bit about his story. You don't know, you try to find out exactly what this person needs. That's only in a post-Kabbalah Satorah Degaera. A targeted chesed, what's really going on? When a person's asking for something, maybe there's something else going on. Maybe he's having a difficult time. Try to get to the bullseye, to the target. What's really the issue? That's a targeted chesed. Not just, oh, anyone who needs some money, you can come and get a drop of money. That's not the chesed anymore. This exists in the Tzad HaTov as well. We need to think. We need to focus. We need to be metzamtzem. We need to analyze when we're doing chesed. Chesed doesn't just mean what's going to be take out and throw it on the table. Chesed means to be there for the person. What does the person need? What is the person truly saying? Rabbi said this is going to exist in our marriages, with our children. To be true Balei Chasadim is to find out what's really going on and to try to figure out what the real issues are. And not just to say, feel good. I want you to make you comfortable. And anything you need, just go into the closet and take whatever you want. No. That's not chesed. And honestly, it's not necessarily even going to solve the issue. And that's why our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was much greater after the shame shakai, the shame of restriction, the shame of shel olmer le'olam dai. Because it was an act of chesed with kavon. It was an act of chesed that you could be with a what, an HSach, but it can be a chesed shalemes. Because if it's the right focus, if it's with the right kavon, if it's targeted correctly, then that's the greatest chesed in the world. We knew what was necessary. I know what my purpose is. I'm trying to perpetuate and make sure that this person has a legacy. At That's gewaltig. But if you don't focus on it, if you don't use your mind, if you don't try to channel the chesed with the right tzimtzum, then it's gili arayis. Then it's going to lead to mamzeris. It's a very fine line, Rabbi say. But it's a very big yisoid. Not all chesed is chesed. Let's remember that. There's a way. There's a tzura. There's a fashion to do chesed. Let's make sure that we are following a Torah of chesed. A Torah that depicts itself as really the true chesed. As the Gemara in Sotah says, Tchilaso chesed, v'soif chesed. And then Amir Tzashem, we will not only accomplish Letzad HaToiv, to be mechazik ourselves, to improve in doing chesed in the right way with Gvura, and bring Mashiach, because in the Zman HaChasima, that is where we need to be mechazik, but we also will be able to withstand the challenges from the world around us, Letzad Hara, of a non-kosher chesed, of a chesed that wants to stray us away from a Torah Dika Chesed, from a Chesed that's Tchilaso Torah is Tchilaso Chesed, and so for Chesed.